book, I could place them in the corner just like we used to oxen. And I could sit down in the wagon, drive just like I would oxen, you know. And we had all the wood on the side of the ranch we lived. I made me a road, go to the other side of the branch, I go over there and load that thing, and it'd come through that mud just simple, you know. I believe that they were the strongest animal there was for that size. And I was working up just behind, and I went across the river. That one fellow was going to log in our kit. I met a man on the road with four old goats going to him. I stopped asking him what he's doing. He said he's putting lightwood on the road there for the company with their boat. And he said at night he had a place they he'd feed him corn, give him hay, and put him water there. He said he's making money with them goats. Way up the road. It's the easiest thing about a train. I wish I had a picture of them goats today.
Yeah. Did you have a shelter for cows where they could go under when it started raining?
Yeah, we had this barn we had, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But they wouldn't even come all the time, even in the wintertime.
Okay.
We'd have it, we'd leave it open. Some of them would come, we'd shut them up, and sometimes we'd just leave it open, they'd come in there. But them days, they didn't come to work because they had more shelter out there. Woods were thicker, you know, and pine trees and all kinds.
And where would you keep your horses?
Well, we kept them, we had stables we'd keep them in, and some of them we had, we'd turn them out, they'd stay around, they wouldn't go on too far. If we always had a little bell on one, I could find them good out there, knew about where they range and find them, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes I had a little pasture there to keep them in, but sometimes I'd put them out and it wouldn't be no trouble to find.
Where would you keep your hogs and pigs?
Well, they stayed out in the woods. We raised them in the woods. We generally had a pen. Whenever I was going to fatten some, I'd always had a pen with a roof on it and a floor on it. I never did have a hog on the ground, in fact.
Uh-huh.
And I'd always make it leaning, and a hog is a, you call them a hog and you think they're dirty, but they had one place they used for the bathroom. They go, just one place, that's all.
Yeah.
The rest of the pen just as clean as any floor. Yeah. Keep it clean, sleeping on it.
Okay. Now, was the shelter open? Was it open or was it enclosed?
It was enclosed.
Okay, and you called it a what?
A pig pen.
Okay.
One time I had one under my barn, I put it right in the corner like that, you know.
Did you have a place, Mr. Moran, where when you milk the cows, you put the milk, maybe it would be a cool running stream or something like that?
No, not when when we milked just for our own like that. Of course, I did milk cows in dairy. It was in dairy for 4 or 5 years, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's right.
We had a cooler there. We had running water. It come up as a funnel like that,
uh-huh,
about that big and about that high, and the water would run through that. I had artesian water.
Yeah.
That coil in there running. And then on top they had another one go out like that. And just on the outside of that lid, they had holes all around it, you see.
Yeah.
And you'd pour milk in there and it'd run down on that water, on that funnel that was filled with water there. And you'd catch a glass of milk there and drink it, it was just almost like ice water. It'd take all that body heat out.